Peasant farmers continue to seek technological support to advance farming. They have appealed to government to detail extension officers to help them with modern farming practices. This, they believe, will enable them to increase yields, reduce perennial losses, and improve their standard of living. This came up when the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana led journalists on an outreach of some farms across the country to ascertain the progress of work and challenges they encounter. George Asikere reports.
The team visited farms in the Greater Accra, Ashanti, Bonahafo, Northern, Upper East and parts of the Volta region. At all the farms visited, the farmers complained of either inadequate or lack of extension officers, high cost of fertilizer and other farming inputs, unstable rainfall patterns, inaccessible roads, and sometimes lack of market for the farm produce.
I've been farming since 1970 up to date. Our main challenge was with this land preparation. Main canal, that's our challenge that we have, or problem that we have. You know, they did this dump around 1970s, so it has iterated. They came and rehabilitated the main canal for us, but as for the small ones, we have not.
We can't get fertilizer to get more rice, the labor to get people to do the work for you, no money. The farming is good for me because to my work, that's what I've said, is there that I get food to look for my children, my wife, the school feed, books, and everything I get from the farm. So farming is good for me. I would like the government to help us fertilizer, rotating, and to renovate our canals for us.
And one fertilizer here, we have a private here. Every farmer should go and buy the fertilizer at the coupon price.
A tractor, it will take you about 50 Ghana cedi. If you're going to maybe, you have to get the seed. Now seed is cost about 215 Ghana cedi now.
What quantity was that?
It's not even, it's about 10 kilograms. That bag is small bag, 52 Ghana cedi, times 5. That one is about almost 800 Ghana cedi alone. Plus the seed, 200 and something Ghana cedi. They're all about almost 600 Ghana. The tractor, they take you 50 Ghana cedi. You pay that one, the labor. You use 10 labor per weeding one day. Each labor takes you 10 Ghana cedi.
An extension officer at Ejura in the Ashanti region, Osman Ishak, told Radio Ghana that he alone handles over 5,000 farmers in the district. He said because of the numbers, he is unable to visit most farms and appeal to the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to employ more extension officers.
George Asikri filed that report.
Meanwhile, the national president of the Peasant Farmers Association, Alhaji Mohammed Adam Nasiru, says although agriculture constitutes about 55% of GDP, governments over the years have not paid serious attention to the sector. He said peasant farmers produce 80% of food in the country, yet less attention is focused on them. Alhaji Nasiru told Radio Ghana that currently most peasant farmers do not have access to subsidized fertilizers, and the few who do cannot afford the cost. He called on government to provide at least one dam for irrigation in each district to avert any food insecurity.
What used to happen is no more. When the late Achampong Enko gave meaning to agriculture, when they declared Operation Feed Yourself, made tractors available, fertilizers available, seed available, everything available. The North was an enviable place because our parents used to ride in Mercedes-Benz cars to their farms. They could pay their loans, they could expand their fields, and whatever they wanted from government, it was easy to come by. But today, the numerous interventions government is talking about, you try to find from this community to know if they are benefiting. Talk about the buffer stock, talk about the youth in agri, talk about the block field concept. These people are not benefiting because it's like the program is more on paper, but when you come to the ground, you see very little about that. But government will always be praised for coming out with those laudable programs. As to whether it's working for the downtrodden at the rural settings, it's another issue we have to look at. But for me, all is not well in terms of our agricultural activities. And even the lofty ideas we have put before ourselves, we are saying we want to feed our school children, we want to be food secured, and if the farmers are not well attended to, at the end of the day, these programs will be a mirage. I'll say 95% of the people are engaged in agriculture. And so for them to be able to feed this country, we need to improve our feeder road networks. We need to look at housing for them. We need to look at road infrastructure. We need to look at warehousing and a whole lot of things that goes into agriculture.
You know what is on the ground. You know what is in the city. You hear what the politicians say. They tell us in the city that everything is well. But here we are, it is not.
Yeah, you see, as part of this program, we have come out with the Farmers Manifesto. Muhammad's administration also have done the same thing. And when we wanted to meet him, we referred to the Agri Minister. And so all these issues are before them.
You succeeded meeting him, and what did he say?
We were not able to meet the minister because at the very day we were going to meet him, when we have moved from all corners of this country, we got to Accra only to be told the minister was signing some MOU with his counterpart from Iran. That is, was the time the Ahmadinejad visited Ghana. And so it was a big blow because we couldn't talk to them. I would want to use this medium to appeal to government to consider, as a matter of agency, looking at creating irrigation project, at least irrigation dam in every district countrywide, so that we can be assured of full year-round production.
That was the national president of the Peasant Farmers Association, Alhaji Mohammed Nasiru, talking to George Asikwe.